On your Wednesday morning and on the phone with us, certainly someone lots of folks around Indiana and elsewhere know. It's the Trump-Pence Indiana State Chairman, Rex Early. Good morning to you, Rex.
Good morning. How's things in Washington and Vincennes?
We've got a beautiful day, 59 degrees, fair skies, and summer-like conditions through the week. So you're going to have...
It's like old home week. My wife's folks came from Washington, and of course... I came from Noxus County in Vincennes.
We appreciate you talking to us this morning and telling us what's happening. Why don't you just kind of tell us where you're going to be tomorrow and what's going to be happening at Republican headquarters across the area?
Well, we've started a plan, and we've been going all over the state of Indiana. We've been the southeast, when the northeast, and we've been, now we're down in Southwest, and we just want to keep the ball rolling, not be too sure that what's going to happen in Indiana. Of course, Trump had 600,000 votes in the primary. And there was one of the good polls came out just a couple weeks ago that Indiana was, Trump had a 24-point lead in Indiana. But, you know, if all of that is true, I guess we could sit around and wait for the election. But we decided not to do that. We've teamed up with the state party and the Trump group and... like I say, we're traveling the state, and tomorrow we're going to be in Vincennes in Washington.
And folks who show up at Republican headquarters, I believe it's 1:30 and around 1:30 in Vincennes, and 4 o'clock here in Washington.
I think that's right, and I'm anxious to get there and see some of my old friends, and at least maybe they can hear me on the radio.
And what can people expect if they show up at Republican headquarters? What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, we're bringing yard signs and enthusiasm from what we've had before in this travel, I think you know, we want to thank the county chairman and the volunteers and keep them on their toes and tell them that you know, they've done a good job, which they really have when you look back at the primary.
So if you don't mind, Rex, you've been around a long time and around this game for a long time, and lots of the party faithful are not supporting Trump. What is it that prompts you to be a Trump supporter?
Well, I'm a conservative, and when they had 17 people all running for president of the United States, Trump's message was he's going to secure the border, he's going to create jobs, he's going to... protect our Second Amendment, and very important to me, he's going to build our military back up and on ad infinitum, and those are conservative principles. I laugh when people say he's not a conservative, but those are certainly conservative principles, and he's a strong leader. He's not a back-down guy, as we've noticed sometimes to his chagrin, but he is a strong leader, and I was out to sort of by myself, and one of my strong right arm, Tony, both of us, we liked Trump. We were the few, I think, but we built up our Trump organization, and certainly the primary, we were very, very happy about the primary.
Do you have any thoughts on this, I guess you'd say, unusual election that we're having this year? Have you ever seen anything like what we're seeing at this point? And no. Just what do you think?
No, you're right. My first election really was, I went to the, went down to Florida when Nixon ran. And I've been around, but I've never seen anything. It's getting really, getting pretty dicey between the candidates now. And I'm anxious to see the debate, I guess. I bet that'll be the have more people watching that than have ever watched a debate before. So it's we'll see what happens there, and a lot hanging on that debate, I think.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking time out this morning and talking to us, Rex. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow again. Be at the Republican headquarters in Vincennes about 1:30, and here in Washington on Main Street at about 4 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks a lot,
Rex. Okay, I'm anxious to be there in both places, and hope to see you again.
All right, thanks again, Rex.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
You bet.